You know, especially considering I've been on Facebook for a minute since I attended Syracuse University, this story is a little disturbing. Ralphie Radio Show. Yeah, apparently some government agencies, for example, over in Maryland at their state's Department of Corrections, or down at the University of North Carolina, they are now requiring students, applicants, to turn over access in the form of passwords to their Facebook accounts. I know, kind of cray, right? Kevin Avidetsky, he founded Social Yeah, a social media strategy firm based in Buffalo. Our social media expert, Kevin, joins us now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Kevin, have you ever heard of anything like this before?
This is the first I've heard of it today, and it's crazy. I mean, to think that somebody wants to essentially hack into your private life, and nowadays where Facebook is pretty much the internet and different things like Foursquare and Twitter. I mean, I hook my Foursquare account up to my American Express card so I can get discounts at businesses. So I'm going to go let somebody who I'm applying for a job have access to things that have such private information? No thanks.
That's a great point, Kevin, because I think people forget about the e-commerce side of it, in addition to, of course, obviously your personal information, any personal messages that you're sharing with friends or other people, so on and so forth. But yeah, there's that whole identity theft issue that could happen as well. It almost seems like this is like illegal, right? It's definitely a violation of privacy.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody could get away with it. The article that you're referring to did talk about how some coaches are requiring student athletes to friend them on Facebook and stuff. And believe it or not, I think that's kind of cool, because I think a lot of parents don't take the time to monitor their own kids, and that's how they get in trouble. So I'm completely cool with that. I think kids that are 13, 14, 15 should be friending their parents to begin with. But then there's a whole other side of that, that if you are somewhat savvy, you know how to put your parents or your coaches in a list and not let them see any of your stuff anyway.
Right.
So there's always a way around it. But, you know, kids and athletes, you got to protect them. I mean, I think it's cool that a coach wants to be friends with their athletes to protect them, if not anything. And then it's just how you sell it. Listen, I'm going to follow you on Twitter, not to slap your hand, but to make sure you get drafted, all right?
Right,
this is what it's about.
Wrap it up here with Social Yeah's Kevin Avidetsky. Do you think that this is going to be a trend we will see more often? Or is this something that will receive so much bad publicity that we probably won't have to read about it again?
No way is anybody going to let this happen or pass a law. And I mean, Facebook themselves say, do not give anybody your password. So if your future employee says, hey, let me log on, say, Zuckerberg said no. I will not do that. It's against terms of service.
Very true. Just cite Uncle Mark Zuckerberg. That's all. Kevin Avidetsky, he created Social Yeah, a boutique social media strategy firm based in Buffalo. Thank you, as always, for the 411, sir.
No problem. Hey, Ralphie, what's your password real fast?
Yeah. Nice try.